The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want to take you into the book of Revelation and Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4 is one of those glimpses of heaven, and I do feel that it's important as pastors and leaders and as God's people that we are aware and prepared for heaven. What we read in scripture about heaven is really quite mind-blowing. And in Revelation chapter 4, we get the sense of like a door opening, and John is able to have a vision. He's able to have a glimpse into the heavenly sphere. And you know, I think there are times when God allows all of us just to have a glimpse. It may be fleeting, but we think of Peter and James and John when they're on the mountain of transfiguration, and there they have a glimpse. And at least in reading scripture, you're able to have a glimpse of that heavenly sphere. And what we see is that John has the vision. He has the door open for him, and we're also told that he's in the Spirit. We need, as leaders, to be open to God. We need to receive revelation from God. We need to always be open to the grace of God and the goodness of God and the plans and will of God being shown to us. God speaks to us, and don't let your prayer meetings be just about what you say to God. Make sure that there's times to listen and wait upon him as well. But as well as having the vision, as well as what he saw, the Bible says that he was in the Spirit. Now, it does say that about the very first revelation, the glorious revelation he has of the Lord Jesus. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And it's good to find that he's in the Spirit on this occasion as well. You see, one of the challenges is that so often people can have moments in the Spirit, but then they have many moments perhaps where they're not in the Spirit. And John, despite his suffering, being there isolated on Patmos, he maintains a very close relationship with God. He's able to hear and see what God is saying, and it's important that we too, we know that we're facing various challenges. As I make this podcast, I know there's still the lockdown in its various shapes and forms. It's not easy. It's not easy, but we must say, Lord, keep speaking to me. Keep revealing yourself to me at this very difficult time. So what does John see in this little sort of, as it were, trip to heaven in his vision? Well, the Bible tells us that he sees a throne in heaven. This is very important because the throne clearly is a symbol of authority. The throne is all about having complete charge. When you come before the throne, come before the presence of someone who has great power and authority, when you are in the place where they execute that power and authority, whether that's the Kremlin, whether that's the White House, whether that's number 10 Downing Street, wherever it is, to be in the place where this is where the ultimate decisions are made in Parliament, well, it's a very, very salutary and important thing. And we need to come before the throne of God. We are encouraged that we can come boldly before the throne of God. We can come in the name of Jesus because he has dealt with our sin, and we are able to come before the throne of authority, the place where decisions are made without an appointment, and at any time we are able to come before God. This throne is described as, well, incredibly amazing, just all the jewels and all the things around it, but it's the appearance of the one on the throne, the one that is like the appearance of jasper and ruby, and others around dressed in white and crowns of gold, from the throne, flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, seven lamps blazing. Well, it's an incredible sight, this throne of God. Now, in many ways, you would say it looks pretty terrifying, and you would have that sense of, you know, do I belong here? But let me tell you something. When you've received Jesus as your Savior, and when your sins have been washed away, when you are clothed in his righteousness, you are going to feel very at home in heaven. You're just going to feel like you belong there. Now, we might sometimes look at things now and say, how could I feel I belong there? I'm so imperfect. I keep failing. I keep doing this, thinking this, which I know isn't right. Well, when we're in his presence, there is fullness of joy, and there will just be this incredible sense of this is where we belong. This is where we were destined to be. And we know that there are these four animals described. Well, one is a man, but the lion, the authority of and the roar of God speaking. And then you have the ox, the strength of God. You have God in humanity, our Lord Jesus Christ. And you have the eagle flying to and fro. It's an amazing picture. And the overwhelming sense to John is holiness. And holiness is just talking about utter purity. Nothing staining or spoiling in the slightest. Just utter total purity. And again, how wonderful that we will feel at home in that environment. And of course, there's worship to the Lord. Let's ask our people, look at the book of Revelation. Look at the visions of heaven. See where we're heading. And let that encourage you, because, you know, it's not going to be like Beirut. It's not going to be like the Lebanon. It's not going to be like Iraq. It's not going to be like the latest place of earthquake and storm. We're heading for a place of absolute magnificent beauty. And Jesus has made it possible for us to be there. May the Lord bless you. Amen.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.